I have a word of advice to the Bushite Nazi grunt whore. We see how your commanders are setting you up to die as the bad guys, fighting for no better good or reason understood, but for to pillage from ourselves as the innocent. The Bushite. Coward! Refusing to kill his commander who orders him into the death trap. The commanders command indiscriminate bombing campaigns to murder the innocent as thieves. Of course, they're there to steal all the Iraqi assets for Bush Jr. and his neocon God-haters. We know that for certain. They will confess that much, I'm sure. Bombing hospitals, they even did us their primary first strikes, killing all those doctors and nurses. Oh, they're so brave. Being ordered by their commanders to kill the innocent in the streets as insurgents. Us who defend our rights to freedom and liberty. The bombardiers, the laptop bombardiers from Florida, indiscriminately murdered these good, honorable people, and now the Bushite Nazi grunt has asked to go in there for an indefinite time frame and placate hostilities. As a thief, as cowards, they steal all Iraqi assets for their deity, the satanic Mr. Bush Jr., the lawless one, according to 13303. 13303, Bush's declarative statement to the universe that he alone is unaccountable to all accountability. No laws from anywhere can hold him in place, for he is greater than us all. Even God can't witness his demon crimes against our better names. He's so, so wise. Having all our money like that, he must be. The big screen TVs, the fancy dinners. All the rewards made to a demon who murders American countrymen. Bush, we know, guaranteed without doubt, murdered thousands of Americans in New York City. That's without contention, of course. Every real man confesses that much. He got his warnings and he decided to invade Afghanistan. It's for his own personal private benefit, of course. Who gives a fuck about the American? Look how easy we're sacrificing their lives. In Samarra, for example, you had the people there say, "Hey, Bushite Nazi whore, why don't you just come in here? We won't fire on you. It's a truce. You can come in here. The police officers can come in here and tell us your holier than thou ideas on public education, university. Perhaps you are an expert in public banking." The Bushite Nazi grunt, terrified of their own image. Terrified that the public might see that they're true imbeciles who know shit about nothing. Not even the American Constitution, for they used the Bill of Rights for asswipe. They were terrified they couldn't be exposed, so instead, they decided to indiscriminately murder the people of Samarra, drop bombs on the people of Samarra. The laptop bombardiers from Florida, the billionaire Bushite bitches, enemies to us all, decided it would better be served to not let wisdom speak its wise intelligence. Instead, we'll do it the dumbass way. Kill a bunch of innocent people, then send the Marines in again. To placate hostilities. Placate hostilities. As enemies to us all. Every man from any nationality or religion. Think, my friends, think. Would surely kill a Bushite Nazi grunt before allowed access to our fortunes. Our homes. chance. The precious lives of our loved ones. The Bushite Nazi Grand Soldier with no leadership is too cowardly to hunt down those we know who are responsible personally for torturing the innocent and, in some cases, to death. The innocent to death tortured by satanic disciples of the enemy Antichrist. Mr. Bush Jr., the Oregon soldiers will tell you, they say, hey, these guys were torturing innocent people in this dungeon, and we, well, one soldier, he almost became a patriot. He tells us, though, he was tempted to fucking blow the shit out of them, fuck with his Uzi, but he had second thoughts because he was told by his commander that these people who are being tortured for Bush. You will have to allow them to continue against these innocent people. Now go on your way, Nazi Grunt. Go on your way. Placate some hostility somewhere and die to bring more fortune to your oh-so-great and world leader, the unelected dictator, Mr. Bush Jr., that you owe your soul to because you have no fucking mind to think for yourself. You know, we see the Bushite coward refusing to kill his commander who orders him into the death trap. The commanders command indiscriminate bombing campaigns to murder the innocent as thieves. Of course, they're there to steal all the Iraqi assets for Bush Jr. and his neocon God-haters. We know that for certain. They will confess that much, I'm sure. And of course, they can't be found accountable to a rule of law because Bush is satanic with his declaration, 13303, above all the laws of the universe. Bush's signature attests to the document itself, I'm sure. Nobody would deny that that isn't the case. What for do you have to say, John? I hear you were recently broadcasted internationally. How did that go?
I mean, the American Nazi grunt soldier comes from the nation with the highest rates of illiteracy of the developed world. I mean, they're the stupidest stupid people. And these are the soldiers from that society who volunteer to commit war crimes against God, to steal our assets as thieves, you know, who are too cowardly to protect the rights of any family man. So, as a consequence, in Samara, they decide instead of talking and exposing to the world their true idiotic cult-like mentality where they worship Bush as their deity, cited instead to indiscriminately murder people, and then you send in the Marines. And our first report of deaths in that altercation was 117. Dead. Gone. And for what purpose? If you're not bringing about a greater good, how can you instill democracy when your political position is that of indiscriminate warfare? This is what the principles of freedom are. To follow the crime scene leads at the real murder scenes to get the true evildoers. Okay, now, that's the only way it can ever be done. You know, Bushy's got a different theory. You know, he can't be arrested. He's lawless, according to his 13303 declaration. All Iraqi assets are his personal property that him and his neocon God-haters can divvy up amongst themselves privately behind closed doors, because it's no longer any of our business. It's only them, you know. They have no right to steal any of those assets. So all that money's got to be returned to the rightful people of Iraq, which isn't, of course, Alawi. Alawi is an enemy of the Iraqi people. Like in the Samara example, you have the Samaran political factions agreeing to a truce to allowing the soldiers to come in. Alawi was reported to okay that bombing run. So you've just murdered all these people for no... How does that benefit the situation for the soldier who's got to then go in and try to say to the surviving family members that that's the new political reality in this world? Bushite Nazi grunts indiscriminately murder people and are thieves who are too cowardly to hunt down rapists and torturers, clearly the enemies to us all, who can't even stand up strong enough for their nation against those who committed 9/11 back in New York City, where the evidence is as solid as can be, man. He gets his warnings, right? Bush does. He figures, we got to invade Afghanistan, so we do not want to arrest Bin Laden. He closes off any criminal inquiries into the Bin Laden family just prior to 9/11, where we see him on vacation at his farm telling us he hasn't got a care in the world, but we learn later, you know, the top secret presidential directive documents that were reported on by MSNBC already. You know, he's got his plan already in the working final stages, and it's not to blame Bin Laden for any terrorist crime that he may or may have been a part of in the past with evidence. No, because that would spoil their intent. Their intent is to get into Afghanistan to secure a liquefied natural gas pipeline for Enron. Because Lord knows what the soldier, American soldier, would do if they learned that the Bush administration's primary financial backing comes from America's greatest pension thieves that are still yet to be arrested, and we even know where the cash is. And they say, no, it's in the Cayman Islands, but no, it's lost. Never mind, it's gone. You don't know what happened. I'm on the scene, and I don't like it, man. These soldiers are dying for no good reason. They don't have the intellect. And for Christ's sake, the positions that they've taken are that of the bad guys without contention. They're stealing all the money of Iraqi wealth. Well, how do they figure they have a right to do such a thing? And would not a family member of any nationality who owned a gun shoot such approaching demons as they demand you not step out of your house after 8:30 or you'll be called an insurgent and maybe we'll kill your grandparents and your children and cover your country with radioactive toxic waste that, you know, as the Bushite disciples are, disciples of evil personified, kill themselves with also. I mean, they you know, the examples go on and on, but one example, they bomb the Saddam airport, something like a couple hundred tons of radioactive toxic waste. Then they send in the Marines. They say, oh, no, you're going to camp out here for a few weeks, and it's harmless. The toxic waste is floating around your head. It's all over your clothes. It's harmless, man. And that's what they're telling the scientists of the world now, too, that Bushite Nazi grunt who can barely read or write tells all the world scientists that plutonium's harmless. You can eat it by the poundful, depleted uranium. You can. Oh, for sure. That's what Rapaccioli says. So it must be okay. And they feed themselves the radioactive toxic waste. They drop cluster bombs on themselves. It isn't collateral damage. This is what they're doing. All things, even the true intent of the Bushite, wants themselves dead. Like, why would you be so vehemently opposed to the principles of the American nation? All these constitutions of humanity talk in one way or another these basic, super simple principles of freedom. You know, if you accuse someone of a crime without any evidence, that person is innocent. Hammurabi suggests the person who makes the allegation under those political circumstances should be your top suspect for the criminal action. And Hammurabi's got a good point that he's making to America about the Bush administration. Hammurabi is saying to America, why is it, do you think, American, that Bush doesn't want to follow the crime scene leads at the real murder scene? When he makes these allegations without providing any evidence, he's trying to trick you into thinking that therefore you don't have to support the police services. You know? Bush isn't America. America is America. Like, this is the position of the FBI. The FBI's position is that Bush's business partner, General Ahmad, funded the mastermind ringleader, Mohammed Atta. That's the FBI's position. Nobody at the FBI is going to say that's not true. You phone them yourself. That's the nature of reality. You know, Mr. Mueller might not speak about true justice for America, but he's a Bushite. You know, he's out there to sacrifice American teen soldiers' lives too, man. It's a benefit for the neocon God-haters because they're taking billions and billions and billions of dollars through this criminal enterprise.